Dynasties fall, never to rise again. Even Kilkenny have their down times. But one thing remains constant. One thing will never die. And that's the song for the All-Ireland. A four-piece band. County jerseys rolled on like deodorant. Winking and nodding and book-lepping for all they're worth. Up for the match. Yes, indeed, up for the match. Rhyming schemes you can anticipate without being a Keith Barry. When wells run dry, not far behind you'll find the tear in the eye. Where men stand the test, you can be sure they're the best, or maybe from the West, or perhaps even the best in the West. Rewriting history, bringing Liam or Sam home, even though Liam or Sam haven't darkened the door there much before. Looking the country square on and telling them, I don't care where in the world you've been, this is the finest bunch of lads you've ever seen. When I was young, my parents didn't mind if I caught the odd provocative moment of a dodgy film. But they invariably rushed me off to bed before Liam O'Murchu introduced the All-Ireland song. The All-Ireland song inspired the watershed. They sing of rising tides and irresistible storms and unquenchable fires. And they always end up with, Up the Cats, or On Tip, or Come on the Ryles. New musical forms have been embraced in recent years. Why, Tipperary even had a rap song last year. But the fundamentals remain the same. Johnny B, of the soon-to-be-immortal Johnny B and the Boogeymen, is the man behind this year's Smash All-Ireland hit, the uplifting The Premier Return, which last time I looked, just a minute ago as it happens, has attracted 25,242 hits on YouTube. Johnny B has written extensively on the cornerstone elements of any self-respecting All-Ireland song. He's adamant an All-Ireland song cannot truly be called an All-Ireland song if it doesn't include some, if not all, of the following words denoting heroism, manliness, defiant battling of the odds, and the importance of, as the song might say, foddering well on the big day. Those words are critics, no credit, silence, begrudgers, spuds, sandwiches, hunger, heartache, salmon, lion, and Rocky. A good All-Ireland song plays a crucial role in getting the county right for the big day. It gives a focus for the rising tide. There I go, there I go. The rising tide of emotion. In Wexford in 96, the manager Liam Griffin used the utterly memorable Dancing at the Crossroads almost like a team talk. On All-Ireland Friday 15 years ago, I was in a square in Wexford town at 9:30 in the morning when a group of Wexford hurlers sang on the radio, on the national radio. Larry O'Gorman was one of them. Yes, Larry, who was playing just 2 days later. The song had the line, And when we look at young O'Gorman, through the midfield he is storming, and the Cusick stand erupted when he scored from 60 yards. In the square in Wexford, Larry added 40 more onto it, and the place went wild. 2 days later, Larry did indeed land a big one, and Wexford were champions. All thanks to that song. Well, maybe not quite thanks to the song in full, but it did help to capture a mood in a county, and it did serve as the common focus I spoke about earlier. You see, clubs fall out with each other. Players get jealous of each other. Supporters get impatient. Managers get contrary. But everyone can rally around a good chorus. Johnny B will surely be on up for the match tonight. The backing band will have hurleys for guitars, because that's what tends to happen in situations like this. I'm not sure who'll fly the flag for Kilkenny. Maybe the people behind Every Day I'm Shefflin. But only one of them will be sung with gusto tomorrow night. Up the Cats, On Tip, and of course, A Tear in the Eye.